Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for joining us this morning, or this evening, whichever it might be. We so appreciate you tuning us in and taking time out of your day to spend time with us. Hope we don't disappoint and that we are bringing you relevant information to help you throughout your day. Maybe, maybe not. Don't know. We'll find out. To assist me in all of that, we have the lovely Mary Griswold of RightWingGranny.com.
Hello.
And her husband, Bob.
Hello, hello.
We have little Diane Ruffino over there.
Hello, everyone.
Little but fierce.
We have Hal and Rainer James.
Good evening.
Hey, Rick.
Hal is chair of
Good morning, as the case may be.
Yes. Hal is chair of CCTA for 2018. He's also chairman of our watchdog committee. And Rainer, his lovely wife, is chairman of our State Legislative Action Committee. We have an extra guest with us today, and that's Nancy Brinkley.
Thank you for having us all.
And Nancy is from our National Security Committee, and she's also participating on the Education Committee in teaching a class on the Constitution, or facilitating that class on the Constitution, and we will get into that a little bit more in just a little bit. If you're not familiar with CCTA, it's Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We are a nonpartisan, nonprofit, constitutional conservatives group. I advocate for your freedoms. Your freedoms did not come from the government. The government doesn't give you your freedoms. The Constitution didn't give them to you. Your freedoms come from God Almighty. Those are natural rights that you have, and nobody can take those away. The Constitution was written by our forefathers to guarantee those rights. They don't grant those rights, they just guarantee them. Or at least they used to. Nowadays, with the judges overriding everything and writing law from the bench, and your congressmen and senators, they're out there doing the same thing. They're creating new laws by misinterpreting the Constitution, rewriting the Constitution.
Well, you know, Rick, I'm going to disagree with you for a second. They're not writing the laws. Somebody on their staff is writing the laws,
yeah.
And they're blindly
yeah.
signing them.
Right. Without reading them, by the way.
That's right. Rick.
That's right.
The law of the land is the Constitution.
That is the law of the land, and it is up to we, the people, to stand up and demand that the Constitution be followed. And we often talk about the ways we can do that here on CCTA Wake Up Call. It's done by getting involved, folks, by participating in the process. First of all, before you can get involved in defending and promoting the Constitution, you have to understand it yourself.
Amen to that one.
And many of our legislators do not. If you ask them questions about the Constitution, they may know a little bit about the First Amendment. They may know a little bit about the Second Amendment. But when you get beyond that, they may not know a blame thing about anything. So,
and of them plead the Fifth Amendment.
They do.
And some of them don't recognize it when Congress oversteps its brief and puts things off on North Carolina that are really null and void on their face because they're not covered by the Constitution.
That's right.
Well, the articles themselves are very important, too. You know, Articles 1, 2, and 3. Congress and the legislators.
Oh, the different branches. The branches.
The branches.
The
yes.
Yeah. The three branches.
Yeah, and then the Justice Department.
Right. So. Well, I'm going to borrow you. I'm going to semi-quote Judge Kavanaugh on this, because he said, don't read what somebody's written about my decisions, read my decisions.
Yeah.
Don't listen to what somebody tells you the Constitution says. Read the Constitution. And CCTA will be happy to provide you for one free of charge. We pass them out. We've given out thousands of them. If you come to one of our public meetings and just ask, we'll be glad to have you on. Or if you see us out at one of the events where we're passing them out, we'll be glad to give you one. You might also ask, well, how can we learn more? And we're going to talk about that when we come back after this break.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, I told you I was going to tell you how we can learn more about the Constitution, or how you can learn more about the Constitution. Actually, we are learning a little more because we are, some of us, repeating this class for the second time, or maybe the third time. This is a class that we put on in the past, and we just started a new one this past Friday. And we're putting that on at the Freedom Baptist Church in Havelock. And the name of the class is Miracle of America. And this was put together by Dr. Cleon Skousen. And I think it's been about 5 or 6 years ago we had Dr. Skousen in for one of our public meetings. But it's an excellent class. You won't find anything better, I don't believe, Hal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just wanted to mention Nancy Brinkley, who's here with us tonight, is chairman of that project for us, and she's working very closely with Pastor Core down at the Freedom Baptist Church. He's providing the facility and our booklets and some of the things. So we've worked it out as a joint project, basically. And, man, they're doing a wonderful job with it. I just wanted to bring that out, too.
Right, yes. Pastor Core has made his church facilities available to us on that. It's a very nice facility. We've got room. We had about 40 there the other night.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
And some good snacks.
Yes. And we have room for more. There's a workboat that you can get with that. The class is free. There is a donation jar there if you'd like to help offset the cost of the materials. But please come on down. You don't shy away because you missed the first class. You can come in on the second one. That'll be this Friday night. At what time, Nancy?
The doors are going to open at 6, and I think if everybody gets there at 6, they're going to be able to meet everyone, have some really great discussion. I could see that everybody was really formulating some thoughts and getting really into the course. So it starts sharply at 6:30, but I'm not upset if they come late. And I think if everybody gets there in time and they tell me, hey, I missed the first class, I'll work to see if we can't find a time and place to get that first class done on rerun, because I know there's at least 10 people that probably missed the first class, so I can certainly do a recap to get them going.
Okay.
Well, some people might not know where the Freedom Baptist Church is. It's on Lake Road. I think almost everybody.
600 Lake Road.
600 Lake Road. I think almost everybody knows where that is in Havelock. So.
Right. And you can't miss it. And what I like about it is when you pull up in the parking lot and you get out and you go up to the door, the first thing you see on the side of the building is concealed carry is allowed.
Yes. Wow. Oh, it's great.
I saw that and just stood there and started laughing.
Then the next thing you see after you go through the door is the Bibles mm-hmm. that they give out there. And adjacent to the Bibles are the Constitutions.
Right.
And the seats were comfortable, so you didn't fall asleep, and it was just right. I mean,
right.
It was what a great,
it's a great
location, very right. comfortable, and good people. I was very happy with the crowd turnout.
So it's aptly named Freedom Baptist Church.
Right.
It's a wonderful mix of religion and patriotism, because you know this country was founded as a Christian nation and is still a Christian nation.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of the principles on which our institutions are based that
right.
are biblical.
Judeo-Christian. As a matter
yeah.
of fact, let me write in the front of the workbook that Mr. Skousen puts out. Here's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. Mm.
Skousen's related to Franklin, I believe.
Is he?
I think so.
I just wanted to mention that Skousen's, Nancy has actually been in touch with Skousen's grandson.
No, it's his son. It's his, Harold is the son.
Oh.
And he's just so delighted that we can do this. He won't even charge us. I can make the copies that's necessary. And the support and the enthusiasm to get so many people from so many counties and that presence of that love for God and this country, it is so inspiring. I hope everybody comes out.
Nancy, what's the organization that promotes this?
We do. Oh.
Yeah, the National Center for...
The National Center for...
Constitutional Studies. Studies.org or something like that.
And you can also go to Skousen2000.com and find it there.
It is the National Center for Constitutional Studies.
So you can order a lot of really good books mm-hmm. from there.
Right.
Author of the 5,000-Year Leap.
Exactly.
There's some
5,000-Year Leap is another great study we do, and you keep listening because you'll hear that announced somewhere down the road in the near future. Well, back to the miracle of America. This study course was specially designed for those who realize there is something seriously wrong in America today, but they just feel like they're too busy to find out what can be done about it. Well, this course, it's on DVDs. Nancy facilitates it. There is discussion also we have. Throughout the course, you will be filling in blanks in your workbook. It only takes a couple hours out of your week on a Friday night.
We have supplemental handouts that some of the topics that are covered in there, you can do your own study and bring that to the conversation.
And it's based on the original It's a fairly comprehensive understanding of the founder's original success formula based on a free market economy and a constitutional form of government. And when you get through with this class, you're going to understand all about both of those. It's a good understanding of what has been happening to the founder's success formula since 1900. A lot of things have happened over those years. Sincere desire to restore the free market economy and constitutional government in the original tradition of the founding fathers. And that's the problem. So many of the elected officials now don't understand the original intent. They'll quote, just like a lot of Christians, will quote things from the Bible that you'll never find in the Bible because they've heard somebody else. Somebody else has told them the Bible says. Well, the people in Congress like to say, well, the Constitution says, show it to me.
Yeah, Skousen's a great storyteller. Show it to me. So he makes it really exciting. Right. The next class I really am excited about because it's going to cover why the founders chose this form of government and really go into analyzing all the different philosophies and way they what everybody brought to the table based on their own experiences. And you can't say that's not what's going on in our country right now and how relevant that is. So it's a real exciting course to not want to miss.
Well, Diane has studied the studied law extensively. She's got a law degree and she's got a couple of master's degrees. And she gave an endorsement for this class. It was just amazing. Would you mind repeating something about that, Diane?
Sure.
You sure you would mind?
I certainly mind. I hate to repeat myself, but I will. So I went to law school, and while I enjoyed law school very much, the focus of constitutional law is to teach you what the Constitution means by what the justices of the Supreme Court have said it means. So they've interpreted the Constitution the way they've interpreted it to mean, which if you look at the whole bulk of constitutional jurisprudence, it's always been a steady delegation or transfer of rights and power from the people in the states to the federal government. So, and like you were talking about, well, we read the Constitution. If you want to know what it means, just read it, right? There's also two bodies of work that you should also read to understand what the Constitution means, and that's the Federalist Papers,
right,
and the state ratification conventions, those notes. Those two things, if you taking into consideration that it's contract law, essentially at its core, it's constitutional, it's contract law, everything comes into the meaning of the Constitution as you go and you negotiate and you sign. All right? So the Supreme Court has over the years actually ignored the Federalist Papers. I've gone back and I've looked through these decisions over the years, and when did they cite to the Federalist Papers? Well, probably for the first 100 years, maybe one or two times. They started to cite it maybe in the Rehnquist years, but I mean, for the bulk of the Supreme Court tenures, they barely looked to the authority, the primary authority on what the Constitution means. So they're making law up, they're interpreting as willy-nilly, I say, is the way they think it should be interpreted. So I graduate law school, and all right, so I'm learning about the wall of separation, and I'm, well, the president has a lot of power, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm working as a lawyer, and I think 2010 is when the economy changed. My job was transferred to New Jersey. I decided to stay in North Carolina, and I stepped back a little bit, and now I have some time on my hands. So I figured, I've been in school my entire life. Let me go back and start learning and reading the things that I've always wanted to read, and that included reading the Bible more and learning about the Constitution. So I took this course. Everything worked out, came together beautifully. Just as I was thinking about doing it, I saw this course was being offered in Pitt County, I believe by the same people that you took the course,
them.
Right?
Yes.
The Catons in Beaufort County. So I took that course, and I just didn't, I was not prepared for what I was going to learn. And I took that class, light bulbs went off, you know, here and there, and I was so motivated. Everything made sense to me. And whereas some of the decisions the courts handed down over the years never made sense to me, but the understanding of why it was put together and what it actually means and the purposes for all the provisions, it made sense. And so then I started, it propelled me to want to do more research. So I wanted to know more about, you know, the ratifying and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, it just changed my whole perspective on the Constitution and on law. So my writings, everything I've done since that point, I've started a blog, I've written a lot, and it's always been because I want people to learn what I'm learning as I'm learning it. I'm reading, I'm learning it, I write something about it. Because I'm become educated, and it's a lot of work to educate yourself. Everybody will agree. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of time away from your kids and your family. But if I'm learning it, I want to help educate others at the same time. So that's my blog was really started to share information as I was learning it. Right. But it was this course that really inspired me.
There's two things I want to point out to the listeners right now when you mention your blog. Diane has a wonderful blog. She writes great articles on the Constitution and other conservative matters. The name of her blog is ForLoveOfGodAndCountry.com. ForLoveOfGodAndCountry.com. It's a great blog. Also, as I mentioned earlier, Mary has RightWingGranny.com. So you can get all the conservative news there, and you can get information on the Constitution and our founders from Diane. The second thing I want to make sure our listeners understand is our founding fathers told us, I can't remember which one it was, but said that everything we've got that they gave us could be lost within a generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring your children to these classes. It's very important. You can see what's going on here. Our education system has let us down big time as far as educating our kids on our history, on our values, on the Constitution.
In fact, that first class talks about the evolution, if you will, of education in our country, and talks about what they considered basics in the early days of the country, which did include history and languages and things that had to do with being a good citizen. Now we seem to focus on, will this get you a job?
Right.
Well, it is not a real education. It serves a purpose, but it can lead to good little serfs who do as they're told, right. And that's not what we want.
In those days, a fourth or fifth grader was better educated than our high school graduates are today.
Yes, absolutely.
The purpose of education, having a public education, was primarily, one, to read your Bible, two, to be able to read and understand the principles of that Constitution so that we knew what our freedoms were and to be vigilant for them. And three, got to know that math.
Right.
Well, I think we learned from the course that when it was not the government's job to set up schools and require students to go, education was far better.
They
yes,
educated
right?
themselves.
And they had they brought in high-level scholars from England, from Europe, right?
And
right.
Jefferson's education will blow your mind away.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we've got to take a break. We got all involved in this. We've gone over time here. So we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and continue.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, again. We've got Bob and Mary Griswold, Diane Ruffino, Nancy Brinkley, and Howard Rainer James, and we're talking about this wonderful class called The Miracle of America that is being put on by CCTA in cooperation with Pastor Jim Corr of Freedom Baptist Church. It's being held at the Freedom Baptist Church in Havelock on Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. It's free and open to the public, and we're inviting y'all to come. Guys, we were talking about, you mentioned the Bible, Nancy. Yeah. A lot of people may not realize that our founders were so religious. And they had a Christian foundation, and their morals, their character had a lot to do with the development of our Constitution and our other documents, the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and on and on and on. All the founding documents were influenced by what they gleaned from the Holy Scriptures. And interesting, talking about education in conjunction with that, a lot of people don't realize the first public textbook was actually the Bible, and that it was printed by the Library of Congress.
Yes, it was.
So you tell me we're not a Christian nation.
Yeah. Why should she lie to you?
I can't tell you otherwise.
So I think we should talk about why our founders stressed that religion should be a pillar of our society. And not all of them truly were believers, and they didn't necessarily believe that everybody should be a believer, but they did believe that religion was critical for our limited government. And the purposes, right? Purposes is a limited government is one that passes little law, right? A good people, they don't need a lot of laws. People who can govern their conduct, govern themselves by certain moral codes, and right? They don't need a lot of laws because mm-hmm. they do the right thing. And laws are supposed to promote the good, punish bad.
Absolutely.
So we need religion, and we should always promote it and respect it because the good it serves our community, and that is people can govern themselves, hence keeps our government as limited as possible.
Only a moral nation can govern itself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Only moral people.
And I'd like to say Judeo-Christian.
Judeo-Christian.
It is Judeo-Christian because, right. And we'll get into that in the course, the fundamentals right there, even before Judaism and the way back, it's going to be awesome. I'm just excited.
And again, as was said, they don't have to believe the same exact thing, but they have to understand the basis for understanding right and wrong.
Yeah,
right.
So many states wanted to have it their way, but that's going to come in another lesson. We can't jump ahead.
There's a lot of unbridled enthusiasm here.
And our founding fathers in no way intended that for the Constitution to require anybody to be of the Christian faith.
Right.
The Constitution was written based on your natural rights. Okay, everybody has those natural rights, no matter what your faith is, no matter what your beliefs are. You were born with those natural rights. Judeo-Christians believe those rights came from God and that they didn't come from government.
Because the founding fathers understood the value of religion in morality and they considered churches an asset to the community, when income taxes were
instituted, and that's a whole other discussion, the churches were not taxed because they were considered an asset to the community.
Right.
And part of what we have lost as we've wandered from the founding fathers' intent is there is a move to start taxing churches.
Right. You know,
and Mary, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There's something more to it than that. The ability to tax is the ability to control and,
right.
and destroy. And that is a very inappropriate position for a government to be in vis-a-vis
churches.
Yes,
particularly when you consider that the founding fathers understood the value of morality and that it was based in the church.
Right. They put Almighty first.
There's something else that goes hand in hand with that. That was a good point you made, Mary. We didn't have welfare either. You know mm-hmm. what? The churches took care of the poor in the mm-hmm. community. The people came together, provided food, went and helped with work, barn raisings they used to have and all the community. And most of that was based on the churches.
It worked way through my young adult years.
Right.
No more.
Right.
Well,
that's because
very well.
That we've ceded so much of our responsibility to the government, and it was by design. They took it. We freely gave it to them,
mm-hmm.
you know. Oh, sure, you take care of it, then we don't have to. Well, the problem with that is when they start taking care of it, you don't like the way they take care of it.
No, and it costs a whole lot more.
It costs us a lot more, and it comes out of our taxes.
Exactly. It ends up being horrible.
It does.
But
same
you
thing
have
happened.
To have some forethought to see where something's going. And I think most adults tend to, in their gainful years, tend to be working to earn a living and working to rear children. And that's a big nut to crack.
Right.
So if it appears that things are running well, you just make the assumption, oh, that's fine. And when you look around, you're in big trouble.
Something else we ceded our responsibility to the government for, and that was education. In the first class, Dr. Skousen talked about it. It was the parents' responsibility to
and
make
it still
sure.
Still is, really.
Right, to make sure their children got that education. Many of them got it at home. A lot of them got it through charter schools. He goes into explaining how all that happened. Well, as they took the responsibility of the mothers away from being mothers at home raising their children, and put them in the work environment. So, and I know I might be stepping on some toes and be getting cussed at right now. But, you know, when the mothers were doing that and making sure the kids were getting the education, this country was great and it was succeeding.
The fathers took a role in it too back then also.
They did.
A huge role.
But when they broke all that up, and now you have both parents working, as you say, out trying to make a living, keep up with the Joneses, whatever it is they're doing, somebody else is responsible for their children all day long, and they're teaching them things that you as a parent wouldn't necessarily want them to
be
taught.
Well, I submit that there's a better way. There's
yes.
another way. And it could involve going back for some families to the traditional
well,
division
it's a family
of responsibility.
Choice.
Of course. But it is possible in the small families that we have today for a parent, usually historically would be a mother, to stay home during the years that the children are at home.
Right.
And then either go back to work or homeschool.
Right. Now, you can do both, but
yeah.
you have to remain the primary one responsible for
Absolutely.
That education. That means you have to, some nights, take some of your time and go to the school board meetings, go meet the teachers, look at what your kids are being taught, and step up and say, no, we don't want this garbage. Hal, you've had your head up for a while. Do you remember what you wanted to say?
Yes, I can. What I wanted to say was that Diane Ruffino, who's contributed so much to her constitutional knowledge to Wake Up Call, is attending the class, and I'm sure she'll engage in some of the conversations and discussion that comes up. So I think that's a big asset. The other thing I wanted to say is that a couple of subjects ago, I wanted to inject that the phrase separation of church and state has been abused. And back at the time that the Constitution was actually drafted and signed, a lot of the states had state religions.
Yeah.
And, you know, Quakers and Catholics, different ones. Each had their own. So I don't. It's just the studying and learning about this is just refutes so much of modern thought about it.
It's a legal fiction, you know. Wall of separation is a legal fiction, and Miranda is another legal fiction.
Well,
we've come to accept it because it's been in our jurisprudence for so long, incorrectly, but.
But the letter written to the Danbury Baptists were to assure them that the government wouldn't meddle in their affairs, right. Not that they couldn't have influence on the government.
Again, let's go to any defense lawyer. When the law's on your side, pound the law. When the law's against you, pound the table.
Well, let me call your attention to Isaiah 5:20.
Oh, gosh.
Isaiah is a book in the Bible, for those of you that aren't familiar with it.
Is he trying to insult us?
No. No, in case we have somebody tuned in that's not real familiar with it, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, kind of speaks to our day. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And that's exactly what we've got today. Everything's turned inside out, upside down. What used to mean one thing now means something else. Boys are girls, girls are boys. The boys are into Girl Scouts, the Girl Scouts are into boys. You know, everything has just been totally turned upside down. How?
Well, you know, I understand where you're coming from, Rick, and in many, many ways I agree with you. But on the other hand, I see our nation stirring and moving away from that attitude. And I think our federal government is backing off of so much domination of the
states.
Well,
I think I talked about that last week said there's a great awakening going on.
Absolutely. You
people are waking up.
You brought
up.
The subject up, so right. You know, I'm not criticizing you, but I just want to...
You better not.
I don't mean to be doing that, but I just
I'll
mean
turn your
to be
mic
doing
off.
Is pointing out that right now, it seems like things are beginning finally to improve a great deal.
Yes. Yes,
we've got a long way to go to get back to a better place, but
evil is pounding
right,
harder and harder every day.
And you're fighting
still
back.
Spreading the lies.
That, right.
Still spreading the lies. Mainstream media is their best friend in doing that. And while you got me started on that, I want to I want to reiterate to our listeners: if you were paying a cable bill, or you are paying a satellite bill, and maybe some people sitting at this table are, I want to reiterate that you are financing that evil. That evil of these shows that are promoting immoral behavior and are tearing down the structure of our country.
Or fake news.
Fake news, all those things. When you pay that bill, a percentage of it goes to everybody, every one of those corporations or entities that you see on those cable guides. When you look down there and here's all these 200.
All the ones you get whether you tune them in or not.
Doesn't matter whether you watch them or not. Doesn't matter if you agree with them or not. You are sending them money. You're keeping them on the air. They're still spreading their hate and their evilness. And you're helping to finance that. Nancy.
All this ties back to why we are here as CCTA people. One, we know that our founders believed, their lives proved it, they found out, they discovered it for themselves in their lives, that providence was a way of life, and that's how they were led from England to Holland, back to their homeland, to come over to here. And today, you go and you read from the Marxist.org, the social democracy, from Marxist.org website, and you read it, and it is there to disprove that any existence in God could be real. Everything comes back to our First Amendment, our inalienable or unalienable rights, it doesn't matter which way you say it, and that there is an almighty God, or is there not? It all comes back to that.
Right. Well, we're going to take time to hear from our sponsors again, because without them, there wouldn't be a CCTA wake-up call. We do appreciate our sponsors. Hope you do. And we'll visit them and tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearm skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hope all of you listening during the first segment and the second segment got the message that we're having a course on the miracle of America. It's on Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. and it's at the Freedom Baptist Church in Havelock at 600 Lake Road, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's Pastor Jim Core's church, and we appreciate him providing that facility for us. And Nancy Brinkley is with us. She is the facilitator of that. So let's move on a little bit and talk about some current events that are going on. I know we got the Judge Kavanaugh hearings. Yes. Everybody's listening to that. Pretty much everybody is listening to that. I'm working during the day, so I don't get to hear all of it. But what I did hear the other day sounded like somebody ran over a pack of wild dogs. They were just squalling and screeching. And
they were still doing it today.
You couldn't even understand what they were saying.
Well, they were interrupting even before his name was announced. So,
they know it's wrong.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about the founding principles and the morality and the education. Back then, that would be called disrespectful. Yeah. It would have not been tolerated, and it shouldn't be tolerated now.
It's bad enough that they're behaving badly, but there are pictures, and I have a few of them up on my website, of the protesters being paid.
Yes.
So they're being paid to behave badly.
Right.
Now, I've heard of people bribing their children to behave well, but I've not heard of people bribing people to behave badly.
Yes, it's happened.
It's happened to CCTA. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We had a rally and had some infiltrators come in and try to disrupt, and then saw them being paid afterwards.
$50. I saw them each get $50. I stood there watching the guy paying. Gee. There were about six of them.
Yeah. So you could sell your principles for $50. Yeah.
It happens all the time.
I want more than that.
When the good Reverend Barber was holding his demonstrations in Raleigh, you'd see them come in the busloads and get off the buses, all with pre-made, professional-made signs. And, I'm sure they didn't have to pay for their own transportation. They didn't have to pay for their meals. They probably got a check in addition to that.
Well, that always bothered me because back in the day, back in the age of dinosaurs, when we were protesting, we had to make our own signs.
But yet I also hear that there's a movement right now. A bunch of people are protesting George Soros because he isn't paying the protesters.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, he hasn't come through with the checks or the money.
Well, back to the Kavanaugh hearings.
But he did promise them the money. He's just not paying up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Earlier while we were talking about it, and Diane mentioned that to understand the Constitution well, that you had to also study the Federalist Papers at the same time. And I've been thrilled to hear Judge Kavanaugh quote the Federalist Papers several times in these hearings, and he obviously is a student of the Constitution in the same respect that we are, I think.
Right.
I was so grateful for his opening when he talked about the
Took him 2 hours to get there, though.
So, I know. I was so grateful for the opening, though, he made when he talked about the three branches of government. He gave that symbolism, and we know that children learn through symbolism. He talked about putting on that black robe, meaning that was to make it not political.
All right.
And how powerful that message is being washed away.
All right. I tell you what, there's so much to learn about the process and how we got from there to here. And that's why I wanted to emphasize the class we're giving so much. But just watching these things take place, kids need to be involved. Don't run them out of the room. And if they want to leave and go get on the Xbox or what PlayStation or whatever, try to encourage them and explain to them what's going on. And in order to do that, you have to understand yourself. But the words of wisdom that's coming out of his mouth, a lot of the kids needed to hear that, Judge Kavanaugh I'm talking about.
It was beautiful.
Plus, you need to say, see how those other people are acting?
You know, it's not just the protesters. They're the members of the committee.
The Democrat
members of the committee interrupted 60-some times on the first day, which was part of what made it so late. And a little bit of poetic justice that happened. Patrick Leahy was talking in a very negative way about Justice Kavanaugh. And he was interrupted by some of these protesters, and he didn't like it a bit.
Right. They never do like it when they get a dose of their own medicine.
Yeah.
Right.
Dianne Feinstein apologized for the circus and said, we're going to get through this. I apologize for what's going
on.
But
they agreed to do that in a conference call over the weekend.
But then she was criticized on Twitter for apologizing.
Well, you know, these people they like to think that they're very sensitive and they're caring, and they say that the opposition hates people and throws mama off the cliff and all that kind of stuff. But here's Judge Kavanaugh with his family there. You're talking about children,
right,
a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they have to witness all of this stuff being thrown at their father.
It got so bad
they had
to escort his daughters out of there for their own safety.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. They took them out.
I feel so sorry for them.
I missed that.
Okay, let's get off of Kavanaugh and move on to something else. Mary, you were telling me about something that could help with the opioid epidemic.
Well, Eastern North Carolina has an opioid epidemic, as does a lot of the country. And one of the causes, it's not the only cause, but one of the causes is that after you have surgery in a hospital, they send you home with some pretty powerful drugs to stop the pain. And they generally send you home with a pretty good amount of pretty powerful drugs. And your insurance covers all that, so you never see the cost. Well, Tuesday, and this is airing Sunday, so it's Tuesday before Sunday, Aetna, which is one of the medical insurance companies, made a deal with Abbott Laboratories that they are going to cover something called a DRG system, which is an electronic device that blocks pain that can be used after surgery rather than the opioids. And, I mean, obviously that is not the whole answer to the problem.
No, but it's a step. It gives you an alternative form of treatment that you normally wouldn't be able to afford yourself. And now here's an insurance company that said, we'll take care of the cost.
Because Medicare already covers this now.
Right.
And this is an insurance company stepping up to the plate. I mean, we have tons of illegal drugs coming into this country.
Right. Well, you know,
part of that is because there's a market for them.
The current administration is working hard on solutions for the opioid epidemic.
Yes.
And, you know, I see other things happening, too, because of the steps they're taking. Different companies are starting to step up to the plate and accept responsibility.
Yes.
All right. Who wants to talk about Nike?
Just don't.
Diane?
Just don't.
I think the one thing, the breaking news is that Michael Jordan has withdrawn from the board of directors for Nike himself and taken his Jordanaires with him.
Yeah.
And then additionally, the CEO of Nike has resigned, stating that this he was amiss when he let this happen under his leadership.
Well, for our listeners that may not know what we're talking about with Nike, Bob, explain.
They signed on Kaepernick as a spokesman for Just Do It, and also they're saying that you have to have you have to really believe in what you're doing and essentially risk everything. Well, that's stealing from the military that we have.
Yeah.
Are people that really believe in defending this country and the Constitution,
right,
and to the point of giving their lives.
So Colin Kaepernick, the football player in the NFL that takes a knee, or did take a knee, he's no longer in the NFL, Nike decided to make a political statement and sign a contract with him. Immediately, they took an $8 billion loss in the stock market. There are thousands of teenagers across the country on YouTube. You'll see videos of them burning their Nikes. The Fraternity of Police, what is it? The
Fraternal Order? The National Association of the Police, National Federation of Police Officers, yeah.
They're boycotting.
They've boycotted, yeah.
Yeah, so this is really hurting Nike, and that's why the CEO has resigned.
And Nike thought that the students, were going to be too stupid to know what was really going on. That speaks very nicely of Nike.
Yeah. All right, so we've covered that. What else have we got going on? Rainer, you want to tell us about the God and Country Banquet that's coming up?
Sure. It's going to be on Monday, September 17th. Tickets are $20 each. It's at the Havelock Tourist and Event Center. The keynote speaker is going to be Tammy Fitzgerald with the North Carolina Values Coalition.
You don't want to miss her.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. For tickets, you can call 636-1269. 636-1269. And they're $20 a ticket. They work to keep that really low so that the participation can be really high. And I think it's going, every time I've gone, it's been beautiful and fun.
Right. Now, this used to be the Christian Coalition, the Craven-Pamlico Christian Coalition. Now it's the
God and Country Christian Alliance.
Right. And that's their yearly banquet that they put on. Hal, let me real quick just say, before we came on the air, this is Wednesday night. We're recording just before we started the show. Lockwood Phillips told us that the federal government, the Justice Department, has come into North Carolina and told all of the local election offices to maintain their records, that they're going to come in and audit and look for voter fraud.
Yeah, so they won't be able to destroy them at the length of time that they've normally or usually been able to destroy them.
Right, they only had to keep them for a short period of time in the past, but now the Justice Department is saying don't destroy them, maintain those records, we're going to take a look at them.
Is this based on Major Dave's efforts?
No, this was something...
Jim Delancey, North Carolina voter, has to do with
voter fraud as opposed to election fraud.
Right. Okay.
They also said, Lockwood said, it was, all the counties around here, Carteret, Craven, name them. They're in there.
Okay, there was something else that Lockwood talked with us about, and we're trying to put together for our monthly meeting this month, which would be the 18th, the third Tuesday.
Right.
Go ahead and tell
them. All right. It's the county, court administrators. Diane, you might know something about them. I didn't. And there's a state level appointment of the judges. Administrative judges that go around to the 12 different districts. So there are 12 of them, and their job is to make sure that they run in a business-like way and consistent and do the things that the courts are supposed to do. Well, I didn't even know that it existed. I looked it up and found it out. It does, and we're kind of trying to put together a program that would explain that to people and let that person know that we as CCTA and citizens are concerned about how our courts are conducted.
Right, and Lockwood would come in and help us co-host that. Well, folks, that's all the time we got for CCTA Wake Up Call this week. We hope that we've brought you some good information, that you've enjoyed the show, and that you'll be tuning in next week. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Responsible Security LLC, and Oriental Dragon Boat Races. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.